confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Oh, God. Are you smarter than Katie?
OMG, girl.
I forgot it was just some shit.
I was looking at Katie like, hey.
Hey, hi. It's Katie and Kevin today playing Are You Smarter Than Katie? Who have we got on the phone, Kevin?
We have
Chris from Yuba City. You couldn't remember that either. Can we please turn the music down?
Yeah, turn the music down.
Okay,
too
good
loud.
Job. Hey, Chris, are you there?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Chris.
Are you prepared for an S show?
We're about to find out.
Okay, great. Playing for how much?
$360.
$360. Kevin's going to give you the questions. I'm going to walk out of the room. Then he's going to invite me back in, ask me the same questions. We'll see who gets more. All right? I'll see you guys later.
Okay. Okay, Chris, are you ready?
Yep.
All right, question one. Sports history will be made this weekend. For the first time ever, a woman will be an umpire at a MLB basketball game. Her name is Jen Powell, and the game will be held in Atlanta. What baseball team plays in Atlanta?
Braves.
Okay. Number two, there are lots of rumors as to who will be the Super Bowl halftime show already, with names like Jay-Z, Jelly Roll, Post Malone, and more being mentioned, but only one to actually commit on is Metallica. They said there are two things they love to do, the Super Bowl halftime and a residency at the Sphere. What city is home to the Sphere?
Las Vegas.
And Mel Gibson announced yesterday that his sequel to his film, Passion of the Christ, which will be called Resurrection of the Christ, will come out on Good Friday of 2027, but will be split into two parts. And part two will come out 40 days later. What day of the week is Easter always on?
Sunday.
Okay. Kevin Federline is writing a memoir. The book will be called You Thought You Knew and will be deeply personal and grounded, focusing on his career, but mostly his relationship with Britney Spears and raising their kids. How many years were they married? 3, 4, or 5?
4.
Okay. Question number 5. Brad Pitt's mom, Jane Etta Pitt, has passed away at the age of 84. Jane was a school counselor most of her life, but became famous by attending numerous award shows with Brad, and their relationship was adored. If Brad was born in 1963, how old was his mom when she had him?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah, if Brad Pitt was born in 1963... how old was his mother when she had him?
21.
Okay. Let me go get Katie. Hang on. Okay. All right.
Okay. How'd you do?
These questions are long.
Oh, are they? Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
You did not write them. I'd like to make that.
Right. Gavin wrote them.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Sports history will be made this weekend. For the first time ever, a woman will be the umpire of a Major League Baseball game.
Oh, good for her.
Her name is Jen Powell, and the game will be held in Atlanta. What baseball team plays in Atlanta? Baseball.
Baseball. Atlanta Braves. Oh, we're not
I was trying to do the winner bout. Okay. Question two. There are lots of rumors as to who will be the Super Bowl halftime show already, with names like Jay-Z, Jelly Roll, Post Malone, and more being mentioned. But the only one to actually comment on it is Metallica.
Have they even been asked?
Metallica?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Who do you think Metallica is?
They're a band.
I know. What kind of music?
Rock.
Okay. Good job.
Very raunchy. They said that there are two things they love to do, the Super Bowl halftime and a residency at the Sphere.
Oh.
What city is home to the Sphere?
Las Vegas. Got a perfect view from my Venetian suite when I went.
It changes all the time.
It was so cool. Have you seen what it looks like now? Because they're playing Wizard of Oz in it. So the outside of it, like the last time I saw it, looked like Dorothy's dress, but they have huge legs coming out underneath it.
Oh, the red shoes. Yes. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah, that's so cute. Question three. Mel Gibson announced yesterday that his sequel to his film, Passion of the Christ, which will be called Resurrection of the Christ, will come out on Good Friday of 2027, but will be split into two parts. And part two will come out 40 days later. What day of the week is Easter always on?
Sunday.
I guess that was a given.
Well, kind of.
Question four. Kevin Federline, you know him. He is writing a memoir.
I know him well.
Britney Spears. The book will be called You Thought You Knew and will be deeply personal and grounded, focusing on his career, but mostly his relationship with Britney Spears.
Yeah, I bet. It's the only thing anybody cares about.
That's mean.
Well, sorry. What's your favorite thing about... No.
Oh.
He was a dancer.
Oh, for Britney?
And others.
Oh, well. Oh.
Huh.
Don't know what you'll talk about then.
Right.
How many years were they married? 3, 4, or 5 years?
I think it was only 3.
You thought right.
Yeah, I did.
Last question. Brad Pitt's mom, Jane Etta Pitt, has passed away at the age of 84.
Oh, bless her heart.
She was a school counselor most of her life, but became famous by attending numerous award shows with Brad, and their relationship was adored. If Brad Pitt was born in 1963,
okay,
how old was his mom when she had him?
If... What?
If he was born in 1963...
Yeah.
How old was his mom when he had him?
Wouldn't I need to know... Oh, 80, got it.
She passed away at 84.
Right. Oh, boy, I do not know how to do this math. 30, 12, 11, 10, 9... I got 79. I don't think I'm doing this right.
The answer is 22.
Okay.
All right, and this is where we bring back Chris.
Chris from Yuba City.
Chris, are you on hold?
Yes.
All right. Final score is... Let me count it up. 1, 2, 3. Chris with 3, Katie with 4.
Woohoo!
Katie wins. Sorry about that, Chris.
Sorry, Chris.
But you did answer the questions very quickly.
You don't have to make him feel better.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, okay, pay him 2 more compliments.
Chris, you have a nice voice.
Okay.
And your phone service is great. What do you have?
Okay.
I have AT&T.
AT&T.
See, I knew it.
Okay, Chris, tell us what we need to hear.
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
But you're fun.
Yes, you are.